This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Government and police officials in the nation's capital say they are confident the city can manage this weekend's planned white nationalist rally without violence. The Unite the Right 2 rally will take place Sunday afternoon in Lafayette Park in front of the White House. At least two counter-rallies are planned for the same park, and police have vowed to keep the two sides separate. 1 year ago, the first Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, devolved into chaos and violence that resulted in the death of one counter-protester. Earlier Saturday, President Donald Trump tweeted that he condemns all types of racism and violence. Trump was widely criticized for his response to last year's rally and riot. U.S. federal investigators began probing Saturday the theft and crash of a passenger airliner near Seattle, Washington. Gary Beck is the president and CEO of Horizon Air.
The plane was taken from a maintenance position and was not scheduled for passenger flight. The aircraft crashed about an hour later in a wooded area on Catron Island in rural Pierce County.
Officials say a 29-year-old mechanic identified as Richard Russell was a 3.5-year employee of Horizon and had clearance to be among aircraft, but to their knowledge was not a licensed pilot. Officials have ruled out any link to terrorism in the incident. A Republican congressman from New York, Chris Collins, has suspended his campaign for re-election to the House while he fights charges of insider trading. In a statement Saturday, Collins said he decided it was in the best interests of his family, the Republican Party, and President Trump's agenda to step away. Collins was arrested on charges he used insider information about a biotech company to make illegal stock trades. This is VOA News.